This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Children's theater is usually a place for kids to develop their acting skills by performing fairy tales and other plays with light subject matters. But starting tomorrow night and for several performances over the next week, the Boston Children's Theater is premiering a play based on a true story involving bullying, discrimination, and gay rights. Reflections of a Rock Lobster is adapted from a book by the same name, written 30 years ago, by a gay Rhode Island teenager who sued his school and won for the right to take his boyfriend to the prom. Here's a scene where that teen, played by Ian Shane, who's a senior at the Pingree School in South Hamilton, Massachusetts, tells his mother, played by longtime Boston actress Paula Plum, what he plans to do.
I'm taking Paul Gilbert to the senior prom, and I'm filing suit against Mr. Lynch and the school board for the right to do so. I'm suing the school.
Honey, if you do that, everyone's going to know.
Yes. Everyone's going to know. That's why I'm telling you first.
Joining us now are Ian Shane, who plays that lead character, and Burgess Clark, the executive artistic director of the Boston Children's Theater, who adapted the story for the stage. Hi, Ian and Burgess.
Hello.
Burgess, since you came to this theater in 2008, you've shifted the types of productions it does from more traditionally lighthearted kids' plays to ones with much heavier themes. Why that shift?
Well, I think that we're progressing along with the times. And when I first came aboard 3.5 years ago, I decided to develop a series of plays that were all based on justice and history through the eyes of a child. So we started with The Diary of Anne Frank, and then we moved on to Kill a Mockingbird last season, and then this year, third in that series is Reflections of a Rock Lobster.
And why this particular story, the story of Aaron Frick of Cumberland, Rhode Island, and his successful legal fight to take another boy to the prom?
Ironically, we started developing it 3 years ago before bullying had come so close to the forefront. I feel that it's a very important story. I've always admired it. I read the book myself, 30 years ago. I was extraordinarily impressed with his courage. And I feel that it's a story of David and Goliath. It's the truth ultimately wins.
Ian, from your perspective as a high schooler, how is public treatment of these issues today different, if at all?
Well, I think while a lot of kids aren't being bullied at school as much or getting beaten up on the schoolyard, kids are still bullied at home, and they can't really escape it like they could years ago. We still have social media sites and Facebook and Twitter and Formspring, different ways for people to be bullied other than just the physical abuse.
Ian, there's a scene in the play where the principal, Richard Lynch, who's played by Doug Bowen Flynn, an adult actor, refuses to shake your boyfriend's hand. And as he leads the two of you into a meeting, he says, "Right this way, ladies." Then there's this scene in which you've just been punched by another student and you confront the principal.
You did this.
I did it.
I've been beaten, kicked, tripped, spit at, pissed on, and harassed every day since I came to this stupid school, and you've let it happen.
I let it happen. I offered you protection after the hearing. You refused it. My offer still stands.
Of what? Protection?
Yes.
I'm just a student in high school. I shouldn't need protection.
If you were any kind of a man, you'd protect yourself.
Ian, in your school experience, how would a high school principal today deal with this?
I think a lot of high school principals today would stand up for their kids, and most institutions wouldn't stand for this sort of discrimination.
Many of the scenes you're in are quite emotional. Here's one where you ask your mom if she remembers when she told you as a child that you could be anything you wanted to be when you grew up.
But I can't just be whatever I want to be. I wanted to be straight, so help me God, I did. I used to pray every night for God to make me straight. When he didn't, I used to plan out ways to kill myself, because if I couldn't be straight, then I didn't think God wanted me to live at all. Then I realized God wasn't asking me to be straight. I was. You were. The kids at school, the teachers, the principal.
Ian, what kind of emotions does playing this role stir up for you?
As a kid and in theater, I think a lot of the times we feel marginalized and in sort of different ways, just for being out of the mainstream and not playing sports like everybody else. So a lot of the time I felt that similar way of not being able to just be like everybody else and be part of the group that goes and hangs out with each other after school, but I go to rehearsal and do my thing.
So did that let you bring a very personal experiences to the role?
Absolutely.
And I remember from my youth being, I was referred to as the theater fag.
Really?
Oh, yes, as were all of the boys that were associated with the performing arts at that time.
Ian, does that feel like it dated? I mean, would that happen today?
When I was in fifth grade, I used to be made fun of all the time for doing theater instead of wanting to play soccer at recess.
Have either of you encountered any resistance to or even disapproval of the Boston Children's Theater for taking on this subject?
We initially encountered some resistance from the board, who just expressed some concerns as to what age this was aimed at, et cetera.
And what is it aimed at? Is it more kids or adults?
It's 14 to 18. That's the target student audience that we're going for, although we've had a number of eighth grades that have actually booked, because I think it's something that's even more prevalent and developing in the seventh and eighth grade than it is maybe even in high school.
In fact, as a sign of how times have changed, I understand that one young actress in the play has gotten her Catholic high school to plan a school outing to this performance. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
That's quite a triumph, and she was very persistent. I was enormously proud of her. We also have had, you know, what I refer to as active passivity. Everyone, of course, knows that it's uncool these days to be anti-gay or to say these sorts of things. So that while we're getting some pats on the head for doing the production, we're also seeing a lot of schools that refuse to book.
Ian, does that surprise you?
I think it does. It means a lot. Like, if you talk about it, sure, and you support it verbally, but it means so much more if you bring your kids and let them see the show and have them understand it for themselves rather than just back it as an institution.
And Sasha, if I can also add, I think that one of the things that really inspires me about Aaron is not just the fact that he fought back, but the way that he fought back. He didn't fight back with his fists. He didn't retaliate. You know, this horrible incident recently in Ohio where this child, you know, opened fire on these group of fellow students. He rather did it, I think, extraordinarily elegantly. He used the First Amendment of the United States Constitution to prove his point.
And a federal judge ruled in his favor, and an appeals court held it up.
Indeed it did.